Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Here we go. Food and Drink Show and David Ritson from the Old Swan Hotel and Simon Cotton from the Cedar Court Hotel talking Destination Harrogate. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Very, very well. You both look tanned and fit and well. So it's obviously been a good summer.
It's been a long summer, hasn't it?
Yeah.
A bit too good.
At this time of night as well. It's been obviously a long day for you as well.
It's been... Exhausting, absolutely, for everybody involved, really. So, Destination Harrogate, if you've never heard the Food and Drink Show and never heard David and Simon before, can you first of all tell us who you are?
So, Destination Harrogate is a group of the leading hotels in Harrogate. We've got 9 member hotels. We normally do a shout out and normally manage to miss at least one. So, should we do a tag team?
Well, maybe you should do it and we'll tell you if you're right or not. The Cedar Court Hotel.
The Old Swan Hotel.
The Majestic.
Well done. Yes. The Holiday Inn.
The Crown.
Yeah, so we're 5.
Yeah. So, come on, next, your turn.
Hotel Devon.
Well done.
Yeah. Hotel Devon.
That was the Yorkshire.
Yes, well done. The Studley.
Oh, yeah.
Rudding Park.
Well, we don't really class them as... They're out of Harrogate,
aren't
they?
It's nice to see David's missed one yet again.
Yeah, and I'm the chairman, Nick, so that's why it's top of mind.
And I'm the deputy chairman, that's why we need one.
Just remember who's
actually in the gang.
Apologies to Peter Banks.
What is the history of Destination Harrogate then? How long has it been running?
Well, it used to be something called the A Group, and it was called the A Group of Hotels, which it didn't seem right because people just said, A Group of Hotels? Who are they then? Yes. What group of hotels?
It does what it says on the tin.
So we changed it to Destination Harrogate and formed a limited company about 10 years ago. But it was set up as an association in the 1980s, shortly after the conference centre was built in and opened in 82. Really to work together to promote the town collectively to support bringing big events, obviously, because the conference centre, when they win something, they might have 4,000 or 5,000 delegates come into town in one go, and no one hotel can look after that. So therefore, we work together to try and support and bring big events and make sure Harrogate's a busy and popular place that it is.
I think it's really interesting bit of context for what we're now going to talk about. So the great things that are happening in Harrogate and Destination Harrogate, the perfect people to come to tell us. So what is, as we've had the Olympics and we've had summer of festivals, and I seem to remember us doing particularly badly in some football match against Iceland, which seems like a long time ago. We've had the whole summer, everything going on. Tour de Yorkshire, remember? That was a while ago, wasn't it? But as we now get back to routine and back to autumn and back to school and everything, what's the next big thing?
Well, the next big thing, I guess, people, now we're in September, is people are looking at Christmas. And dare I say, I know it's still about, 99 shopping days away, or maybe a few more than that. But
99 sleeps to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't start
we
already.
It already. Never mind red balloons, Nina. Yeah. Well, so it's about that, I think, roughly. But it is, I think people are getting back into work. Kids are back at school. You know, it's that time. What's the next big thing on the agenda? And certainly for big office parties, maybe not for the smaller family stuff.
Do you think of Christmas rather than, some people think of it as Christmas Day, Boxing Day. You guys, you'll think of it as a season.
It's a month long. We start thinking about Christmas in January of that year, don't we? And then it is a month long, but it also extends into January for parties, for people who are working over Christmas.
When's the earliest people have a Christmas party?
Well, is it the earliest or the latest? Because some people have them in January.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which is kind of like the
overlap. You guys do, don't you, in the hospitality industry? Because you're too busy.
So that is
the earliest of the year, isn't it? But in terms of the sort of seasonal, I guess November, the end of November.
I know somebody, I won't mention the name of the people, but I know a business in Harrogate who had their firm's Christmas party in the first week of August.
Yeah.
So, because they hadn't got round to organising it.
Let's barbecue that turkey. It rained.
Yeah, there's a big local firm who I know had a Christmas party in August because they hadn't got it organised. And then they'd gone, we'll do it in January, then February, and then...
Here's the question. If somebody came to you at the Old Swan or the Cedar Court Hotel, mm-hmm. or any of your other members, and said, we want a Christmas party in August, but we want... the trimmings.
I've done it before. I've done Christmas tree, decorations, baubles, crackers, everybody dressed in hats. I've done it. It's a few years since I've done one of those, but...
Nick, there isn't anything that we wouldn't do, to be fair.
Yes. Yeah.
So, well, it is there, though, isn't it? It is during the summer. You do start thinking about Christmas, and you do think, when I get back from my holes, I must sort out the Christmas. Especially if you're booking a big Christmas party for your office, then you need to get organised, don't you?
You've got to get organised. I was thinking the other day, I mean, there's a great expression that people say, oh, the best nights out are the ones that aren't planned. But I think that's just maybe a night out down the pub.
Yeah, that's something party organisers don't say, isn't it?
If you want a good Christmas party, that tends not to be the case. Yeah. The people that don't plan it and they leave it to the last minute, or they just take it by chance, and it always pains me to see people who try and save a quid, you know, a pound or 50p. They say, oh, I'm not going to go to that venue because there's one down the road for 50p cheaper, you know, but it's not, you know, it's not as good a quality.
I actually think, as well, as employees, if you think about your employees, how it makes them feel in terms of how the company feels about them, as in, we want to thank you for it. Because the idea is, we want to thank you for a year's hard work. It doesn't want to be, you know, we're just going out for a tap water and a packet of crisps. Because actually, you'd be better not to do it. You'd be better waiting until August than to do that. Because it's how it makes your staff feel, doesn't it?
When you look at it as an investment per person, so you might say, you know, £30 menu and a tenner ahead on drinks or something like that, you know, £40 for a night, you know, for an investment in an employee to say thanks. That, when you look at it like that, it is peanuts, really. Absolutely.
It's worth the effort as well, I think. I mean, if you look across the range of hotels, you've got various packages on offer, you know, various prices on offer, from sort of two-course buffet menus up until three-course and dancing and casinos and all the rest of it. So there's a lot of options there.
If it's your job, or if you've got to put suggestions forward, you've got to have a look now and get it booked. That's the main message we're sticking out tonight.
Unless you're booking for sort of five or six people, where you'll get in no problem. But
and if you want specific dates, then yes, you do.
Yeah, if you're doing any sizable party,
the Nick Hancock fan club, we're still in that phone box. So that's fine. And even that'll be roomy. Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.